The real battle taking place right now on the world stage is one between centralized control versus decentralization, or let's say peer-to-peer everything. And as you know, I've spoken about this quite a lot, and we are now seeing a lot of new evidence that the globalists must have centralized control. For example, that video that's been circulating of the European Central Bank President Christine Lagarde admitting that, yes, they need CBDCs, central bank digital currencies, as a means of control over people. And they intend to control any transaction that's over 300 or 400 euros, she said. It's on video. And she said they're even terrified of not having control of transactions below 300 or 400 euros. So they absolutely intend to exert control over people through centralized financial systems or digital wallets. And of course, they're already exerting centralized control over people by big tech censoring people's speech. And they're exerting centralized control over elections through election rigging and ballot box stuffing and the ballot mules and so on. So frankly, everything in the world today, medicine, food, policy, elections, money, finance, speech, tech, you name it, it's all a war between centralization and decentralization. Now, the globalists of the world, the governments, they want to have, of course, everything centralized under their command, where they get to decide who's allowed to speak and who's not allowed to speak. They get to set the narratives so that when peaceful Trump supporters gather, oh, that's called an insurrection. But when violent trans people attack a U.S. swimmer, Olympic medal winning swimmer, Riley Gaines, well, that's called a peaceful protest. Only by monopolizing speech can they then control the narratives. And anything that is decentralized is a threat to this cabal, this globalist cabal that is made up of criminals, of anti-humanists, of Luciferians, freedom-hating totalitarians. They must have centralized control. And they have been able to achieve that for our whole life, really, for in every area, especially money. Money and finance has been centrally controlled, obviously, by the central banks. Now, while the globalists want everybody to be enslaved, individuals innately wish to be free. And what I'm observing right now is a quite remarkable phenomenon of individuals building and advocating for decentralized systems that will take power away from the central authorities and put it into the hands of individuals in areas like money, like speech, content, you name it, that will give individuals the power to turn on or off whatever channels they want to see or that they don't want to see. This is the key trend of our time, or the key battle of our time. Decentralized systems will set humanity free. And that means also food. Decentralized food means local food production, home gardening, CSAs, community-supported agriculture, and so on, sprouting in your own kitchen. This is food decentralization. And decentralization always results in more resiliency, more redundancy, more freedom, more egalitarian phenomena emerging from the system. Decentralization is good for society. And that's why governments oppose it, because what they want is, of course, bad for society. They want absolute control. They want no freedom for the people whatsoever. They want to be able to dictate everything, and hence the war. In fact, if you go back to the Civil War, it was decentralization of firearms production capabilities, the factory approach to building flintlock rifles back then, that allowed the colonials to be able to fight the British army and to effectively win. We owe the very foundation of America to decentralization of firearms production. Because if firearms could only be produced by, governments, then governments would control the world by obviously controlling who can and cannot have firearms, which is why, of course, gun control is always being pushed by globalists, because they want all the guns in the hands of their goons, but never guns in the hands of we the people. So the Second Amendment is a decentralization right that is described in the Bill of Rights. It's a right given to us by God. We are born with the right, but the Bill of Rights describes it and just kind of enumerates that right. But the right to defend yourself against violent criminals and the right to be armed against tyrants, historically, is why the Second Amendment was created. And it results in a decentralization of power. So 3D printing of guns is also about decentralization. It allows individuals, potentially all over the world, that is, as this becomes more mature, to be able to print firearms that could allow oppressed people to defend themselves against tyrannical government regimes all over the world. And that's why, of course, the globalists are very much opposed to 3D printing of guns. They want to control information. They want to control 3D printed blueprints. They want to outlaw even digital files containing instructions for how machines can manufacture 3D printed firearms, which, by the way, at the moment are still very immature. They don't really hold up well. They don't work that well. They're just kind of experimental at the moment. But if you advance this technology a few more years, especially as they have more metal-oriented filaments or different approaches to additive manufacturing, which is what 3D printing is, you could see some technological breakthroughs that could put firearms in the hands of people all over the world, which would allow them to rise up against tyrannical regime governments in places like, you know, Africa or the Middle East or South America or wherever. It would be a great equalizer of people power versus regime power. So 3D printing is a decentralization technology. Now, so is crypto, by the way. Crypto, for all its pitfalls and all the hype that we went through and the FTX fraud and collapse and all of that, crypto is still a decentralization type of technology, which is why governments of the world, especially Western governments, are at war with crypto. Of course, China outlawed Bitcoin mining, and Russia outlawed it at one point. I don't know what the status is in Russia. But in the United States, make note that the three banks that recently collapsed, Silicon Valley Bank, Signature Bank, and Silvergate Bank, were the three banks that provided the on-ramps and off-ramps for crypto, you know, translating crypto into dollars and vice versa. And those three banks were taken out. Isn't that interesting? Now, understand that the powers that be, they're not opposed to digital money. They're just opposed to digital money that they don't control. They're opposed to any kind of crypto that is decentralized or peer-to-peer in nature. But we will have digital money as the coin of the realm, so to speak. That digital money will be pushed by governments, just like we saw Lagarde talking about this, and we've seen similar things from the U.S. Treasury and government officials. There will be digital money in the United States, but it will be an Orwellian system of surveillance and control and shaping people's behavior, limiting their money, programming their money, perhaps setting geofencing boundaries on where you can spend your money or where you're not allowed to spend your money. Of course, you won't be able to buy ammunition from the digital wallets that they will run because that will be banned. So there are competing money systems that are being built. You know, some exist. You could say certain types of crypto, especially privacy coins, are competing systems, and there are more underway, under construction right now. But there are also competing decentralized systems for content. And I will say right now that even as the founder of Brighteon.com, you know, currently it's a centralized structure. We store all the video files centrally. We serve the bandwidth centrally. We have our content support team running centrally so that if somebody's posting, you know, snuff films or whatever craziness that has to be banned because it's, you know, illegal content, like how to build a bomb or something, then we centrally remove those videos. Well, in the long run, this is what I want to say on the record, I don't want to be in the business of being a central traffic cop of what videos people can post or view or share. I want Brighteon to be a decentralized peer-to-peer system. And I think that's ultimately where it will go. It may take several years, no doubt, but that's where it's going. And if you look at Twitter, right? Twitter is all in favor of censorship, even under Elon Musk. Twitter's censoring Brighteon.com links, for example. Twitter's even censoring my personal account still for years. Twitter's censoring Substack links now. You know, trying to stop Substack from growing and competing with Twitter. Twitter is censoring a lot of alt media people. Elon Musk has not kept his promise. He has not reactivated people's accounts that he promised he would, but it didn't happen. Interesting. And Twitter is censoring people who are critical of transgenderism. Well, I don't think that that model is what people want in the real world. People don't want a central authority to decide what they're allowed to read or say or share. And thus, Twitter's model is, in fact, ultimately obsolete, as is the Brighteon model. These are all obsolete, as is Rumble, as is Facebook. It's all going to be obsolete. Because in the next iteration of how the web works and how money works and how content works, you're going to be the one who chooses what you wish to censor. You can turn on and off channels. You can decide who you want to listen to and who you don't. And that's the way it should be, in fact. Now, the establishment is going to fight tooth and nail against this kind of system to try to prevent it from being built. And you will see a bifurcation of end users where some people, you know, the oblivious masses, let's say, they will say, oh, it's fine for them to go ahead and use the FedPay digital wallet Mark of the Beast system. They don't mind doing a deal with the devil and having all their money controlled by the government because they'll say, oh, I don't have anything to hide. Yes, you do, actually. If someone looked at your browser history, probably, or all the little shady side purchases that you've made at grocery stores and mini marts and whatever. Oh, not good for your health. What do you know? Yeah, you're not going to be allowed to do that because you were diagnosed with a heart condition or a diabetes condition. Oh, no longer allowed to purchase Pop-Tarts. What do you know? See, this is how it can work. But the oblivious masses will go ahead and use the digital currency system for a while. But the informed, red-pilled people, you know, people like you and I who know what's going on, we will say no to that system and we will actively seek out and use alternative systems. And thus, the potential for alternative, decentralized, peer-to-peer, transactional systems, the potential is absolutely huge. It's massive. I think we're about to see a revolution in the way people interact with each other in terms of transactions and money and finance and so on. And yes, it's going to take a few years to come to fruition. But if you're given a choice of, oh, hey, you have to use this, this federal central bank currency system, or you could use this alternative system that doesn't make you a slave to the government, which system would you prefer to use? Most people, once properly informed, will choose the pro-liberty system where they have anonymity, where they have privacy. And the big central bank digital currencies, they will fail. Yeah, they'll be pushed like crazy, lots of hype, lots of celebrities paid to promote them. Oh, look how easy it is. And they'll even tell you that, oh, it protects your privacy. No, it doesn't. It's a spy system. Just like Facebook was a spy system, just like Google is a spy system. Google was funded by the NSA. Facebook was funded by the NSA. These platforms are nothing but portals for the intelligence community to spy on people and have the public actually build the social network links that are doing the research for the intelligence community and the deep state. And imagine if they have a full accounting of everywhere that you spend money, everyone that you've ever received money from, the frequency of your purchases, the amounts of your purchases, the geolocations of the places where you make your purchases. Imagine that. Talk about total enslavement. I think that system will fail. They'll try to push it, and it will fail. In fact, I think the entire Western financial system will fail. I think the United States of America, as we know it, will fail. I think that the whole thing is going to implode. Perhaps like the Soviet Union did in 1991. No currency. No government. The U.S. is so close to losing its ability to print meaningful money, or currency, technically. we are fast approaching the day where the U.S. keeps printing currency by the trillions and nobody wants it. Hyperinflation, the end of the dollar, and when the dollar ends, you're going to have a collapse of the government system that depends on that dollar. And even they don't realize it. Even the goons in power right now, who are the cry bullies of the world, they bully all the other nations of the world, they bully the people. They're at war with humanity. They're at war with reason and rationality, and they're at war with goodness. You know, they're just at war with everything good. They think that they can just bully their way through a digital currency system and force everybody to accept it. And I think they're wrong. I think they've grossly miscalculated. The system will fail, and people will turn to alternatives. Could be gold and silver, could be barter for a while, could be crypto or digital transactions, it could be a local state-based currency. Cities might issue their own city-based currency. Who knows? It could be a combination of all those things, and I suspect it will be. But each of us has a choice to make. When they roll out the digital currency system and they play that siren song, oh, come on in, it's all privacy protected. Yeah, we won't spy on you. Yeah, it's the Federal Reserve system. It's accepted everywhere. Yeah, come on in, just participate in this wallet system. You need to have the presence of mind to say, no, no thank you. Not interested in being enslaved to your system. Of course, we'll be talking about it when that day comes, you know, assuming we're still online at that time. But be ready. You're going to be tempted. They're going to have a universal basic income. They'll have a free rewards program. Oh, here, I have $1,000 if you just sign up. Oh, wow. Because they have to keep pumping money into the system to keep the zombie economy alive. So you're going to have to be willing to say no to that. You're going to have to say no to free digital money to stay out of the digital money system. So be prepared for that. Have your mind, your soul, and your body ready, because difficult choices are coming. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, and of course, brighteon.com. Take care.